Welcome, grandkids, to Stunt Granny Audio Presents OPA number 67. This is Kevin DeFrango. To my right is Ken Phillips. Sir, how goes it?
It's going well, Kevin. You know, I think we're on to like a somewhat bi-weekly schedule here lately, but...
Bi-weekly works, and I felt like we needed to do this one because I feel like the last 2 years that we've been recording OPA, we have done one on draft night.
I think you're right,
actually. So I felt like it was something of a show to do.
We had to do three-peat.
Oh, the NFL draft. I guess I should...
Sure.
...be very specific here.
We're not talking about any kind of wrestling draft for any of our...
Well... As much as I love hockey, I wouldn't know enough about some of the players to get excited about it. Like, at least with the NFL draft, I have seen some college football, so it's kind of interesting.
And
baseball, like, I mean, baseball, they're drafting kids out of high school. Like, you don't, like, you hear the hype about it, at least since I read about them. But you don't really see it. And with the college football, that's the only one that I kind of see the progression from college to pro.
Yes. And I think that it also helps out that, in general, people... Like, I'm sure these factors help to make it more popular. But then, like, for somebody like me who doesn't necessarily pay attention to college football, it's still interesting to see, you know, what your team's going to be doing and what your other, you know, opponent teams are going to be doing. And... You know, and every so often there's interesting news stories that pop up.
one of our more hated teams, I would say maybe the most hated team in our fandom is Steelers.
Are you speaking of the hated Baltimore Ravens, Kevin?
Yes. They, if somebody puts somebody else on top of the list, I just think that they're crazy right now.
Yeah.
Bengals have been a bit of a thorn in the side.
I'll tell you, Bengals are working on getting up there, but...
The Steelers still seem to get the better of them when it matters.
Yeah.
Which is the... Baltimore got over on the Steelers a number of times.
Including, I think... Well, they won last year against us.
First game, and... Yeah, they split.
Yeah. But anyway, the Baltimore Ravens were going to be picking a certain player, apparently.
And I don't know why I put it down here.
this is the kind of true professionals.
Laremy Tunsil. They were thinking about picking him with the number six pick in the... because they were... they were number six in the draft. But there is a video of him with the gas mask on with a bomb attached to the other end.
Yeah, it's like a World War One looking gas mask, I guess. But nothing that you would probably have found in the trenches back then in the day. Now, we're watching this video again here. And it's not, you know, it is a device for smoking marijuana. Yeah, I guess, Kevin, we were out. We didn't record, I don't think, on 420.
No, we did not.
So we're kind of playing a little bit of catch up here, I think. And so was Larry Tunsil. Laremy Tunsil.
Laremy.
Yes.
So I am actually not all that familiar with him, but he takes off the mask and gives... if you keep the mask on, you can claim misidentity.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the video. What it does show him... not just smoking marijuana, Michael Phelps style. He went for the full-on treatment here of the gas mask with the bong built into it, which is pretty advanced, I gotta say. Like, that's not anything I've ever encountered in the wild. I don't know what kids are up to these days, but...
I don't think that's a vaporizer.
It looked like a regular bong.
Yeah, it did look like just a regular bong attached to a gas mask.
Yes.
Which so I like may your... or may... I mean, I have used at some juncture a gas mask.
Well, there you go. That's probably pretty similar. It doesn't sound like you're 100%. Maybe your memory is a little fuzzy of that event.
Yeah, someone who may not have been of the legal persuasion happened to have one.
And you were smoking tobacco.
Yes.
Of course. Okay.
Yes. Had tobacco.
I just had to make sure I got that in there, because, you know, obviously we wouldn't do anything illegal.
Just like Mr. Laramie Tunsil could say.
Right.
He could, because you do not get a clear look at the substance that he is smoking.
True. And there's no lab report that came along with this video, so we can't say that we know what happened.
Right. There is a very small chance that this is not pot.
Right.
Very small chance.
Well, I mean, you know, just like you back in college, you know.
Yeah, college.
This was just strictly tobacco, I'm sure. But, you know, it does seem definitely that someone was out to sabotage him here. Wouldn't you say so, Kevin? I'm sure he didn't upload this video.
This was not his plan.
Yes.
As of the moment of our talking, how many people have we had?
And it must have been.
We're number 11 in the draft right now. So, I mean, if he was getting taken possibly as high as number 6,
uh-huh.
he is already sliding a good portion here.
Yeah, I would say that this is going to cost him some millions of dollars, probably, right? I mean, it would seem.
Yeah. I mean, there's getting caught with it, and there's having a video of yourself out with it. Like, I think people are...
And it's not just him, like I said, you know, smoking a bowl or something.
Or, right.
You know, water pipe. It's like this contraption that's kind of scary looking, really. So it's not going to play well. It's not a great PR move, if that was his intention. When I first heard the story, they said there was a social media story about this player.
Oh.
And at first I thought that he got on, like, Periscope or something and was, like, celebrating getting draft picked. Like, after he got drafted for some reason? That's where my mind went?
Well, yeah, the way... Because I have not paid that much attention to the draft prior to tonight. Like, I've seen some stuff of what people think the Steelers might actually draft a cornerback in the first round. But considering how much the cornerbacks are already getting picked off, I'm starting to wait for another linebacker to be drafted.
Yeah, we'll just have to see, I guess. But we'll probably... People who are listening will already know, but the thing I wanted to get in here about
this is just really, I mean, even if you didn't upload it, like, whoever did that to you, like, you cannot talk to them ever again.
They
royally fucked you.
Well, no, yeah, this is not a little prank. This is like screwing someone's, screwing with a man's business, I think you could say.
Yeah, I don't know if he has a problem or not. You know, he could have just been
I'd say he has a problem because he's losing a shitload of money.
Well, but, no, I mean with the substance in question.
Okay. All right, so here's what I wanted to say, and that's a good point. But, you know, tobacco abuse is real.
It is real.
But, no, I was going to say that there's a weird thing about this video. Number one, we went back and looked at it a second time. It doesn't start until he has the mask on. So my question is, did he know he is being recorded? I feel like somebody may have started recording while he's had this mask on. He didn't realize it. Then he takes the mask off. I feel like this was a setup, basically. And we'll see what happens, but I'm sure in the days to come. But if you want my hot take here, Kevin.
Well, I mean, it could be a setup, but I mean, he still smoked it.
Right. But I feel like,
which is just a bad plan. Like, I guess at that point, then it's just like, do you not know you're dealing with a shady character?
Well, the first clue should have been the Confederate flag that's hanging on the wall of the, behind his head. Like, what is up with that? They don't even sell those anymore. And, well, I guess I shouldn't be too surprised that it's in a college dorm or college apartment somewhere. But, yeah, he should have taken that as a warning sign, I feel like, before he got comfortable and started putting on gas masks.
Well, you know what? I guess I'm wondering, where, well, oh, we're already getting an update on the story.
Oh, breaking news.
Breaking news. That's, they say his Twitter account was hacked. Oh, because
it went out on his own Twitter? Is that what happened? This is all incredibly interesting. Oh, it was his Twitter account.
Yeah.
It was deleted minutes after, but apparently too late.
Oh, well, and I guess his stepfather may have had a problem with him.
So his stepfather put out this video?
Possibly.
Damn.
Where did, well, oh, and it does, damn it, and I still don't see what the trade was for,
Well, I'm sure we'll find out more about this later. But,
for the Browns, but
I do want to know the story of that flag back there. Hopefully that'll be something that comes up.
Oh, I guess I was looking just to see where he played. Yeah, he played at Ole Miss.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So I'm just going to say that probably was not uncommon on a wall. Throwing it out there.
Well, I believe that was kind of like their thing, right? Then they used to have those flags in their stadium.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So
yeah, I'm just gonna say
that now is not so questionable.
No.
Anymore.
No. So yeah.
And I think that they didn't actually ban the flag there in the stadium, but they like banned the flag poles. Like you can't have the sticks. And so that was kind of like how they got around it. So like they could kind of like, you know, have it both ways a little bit there. So yeah, that's great.
Oh man, that's a hilarious compromise. Because I mean, they do that at some soccer matches where they kind of have multiple people hold up flags, but it's usually a temporary thing. Also, where like a section will do it or something like that.
Yeah, it's not, it can't be as long lasting.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's like a little, you know, that's nothing wrong with the flag. I mean, you know, we all love the flag, but you know, just can't have the sticks anymore. So there was no flagpole attached to that one. So that makes sense. In the video.
Oh, yeah, and there are other pictures of him with the uniform on, and I'm just throwing it out there, it still looks like him.
Oh, yeah, I feel like there's no doubt that that was him. I don't know. Maybe there is some doubt, but it seems... anyway, it seems a poor timing.
Yeah, I mean, that really... Again, it really sucks for him. Like, and to go back to one of the points that I brought up earlier, like, I don't know, maybe he does have a substance abuse problem. Maybe he was just having some recreational fun. I'm not sure. If he was just having some recreational fun, he is losing a lot of money right now. Yeah. Because, again, like, it's one thing to get caught, I think it's one thing to get caught with it. It's another thing to have a video like this come out. Just because you can't get around it. Like, at least if you have it.
Yeah.
And just, like, the police pull you over, it's just kind of a report. It doesn't get on TV.
Yeah, it's a lot like, you know, what's his head, Ray Rice, that whole thing, like having a video for some reason.
Yeah, when you can really, yeah, it makes it more real for whatever reason. Fair or not, mm-hmm. it makes it more real.
Yeah, it's true. But
so yeah, I mean that's if he posted it himself, he's crazy. So it's not too wild to think that his account was hacked to post that.
Well, you know. It's,
but if he posted that himself by accident or otherwise, like, I don't know how you post a video on Twitter by accident.
Well, I guess it could happen. If you're, you know, spending a little too much time with the gas mask, perhaps you swipe the wrong way and whoops.
I suppose it is possible that he was inebriated enough that he made an extremely horrific decision.
Or perhaps just left his phone somewhere. Unlocked, perhaps?
Oh, my gosh. That, then you're still like, why do you have that video on your phone still?
Yes.
Like, that just leads to other questions.
Yeah. That video should not exist.
So, yeah.
That's the problem number one.
And I will admit, like, I don't keep, like, a lock pad on my phone. So, I mean, anyone could get into it.
Yeah.
But I don't tend to leave it out of sight, so...
And you don't tend to, like, post or take videos of yourself, you know, smoking a gas mask bong.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I that's a good thing not to record.
Right. You know, some things you best record in your memory and, you know, leave it at that. You don't need an actual video of it.
There are certain things. And, oh, I think we talked about this. You know, you're at a bachelor party.
Yeah.
There are just certain things that do not leave the bachelor party. They do not get posted anywhere. They don't really get talked about except amongst yourselves.
Yeah, right. The wolf pack. We've all seen the hangover.
Yeah, maybe not quite that crazy, but still some stuff, you know, you kind of keep under wraps for the most part.
That's right. What happens in Put-in Bay stays in Put-in Bay.
Exactly. Oh, and did I tell you that our good friend Tim is getting married? I do not know if that will be a destination, but there is that possibility.
Oh, okay. So the same girl, I take it,
from the wedding.
Yeah. No, she seems nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We were
we were, and you know, the funny thing about this Laramie Tunsil story, A, we said that we were going to talk about the draft. B, my other set of topics that I had emailed to you were all about drugs anyway.
Yeah, so this is really a fortuitous event topic-wise. I mean, it's not good for Laramie Tunsil, but...
No, we can get
it
away...
It makes our job a lot easier.
we can get away with talking about drugs and not lose millions of dollars.
That's true. Yeah, I don't think we're going to lose millions of dollars. It doesn't seem mathematically possible.
Yeah, it would be a little bit tough to lose millions of dollars without millions of dollars.
Right.
So, yeah, it does make things a little tough.
So, keeping it on to the theme, I guess, not necessarily marijuana related, but there was an article recently that you forwarded me about a study involving LSD and tripping.
Yes.
Psychedelics.
Yeah, I thought that one was, pretty interesting. Just the fact that they finally got the right to, run experiments on people, and have them take LSD.
Yeah.
Which, has been outlawed since, 1938, I believe, the article said. I need to pull that up to make completely sure.
And what they did is take two groups of people, a placebo and a, you know, real
LSD.
Holyfield. Yeah. They injected them with like 0.75 micrograms or something and hooked them up to brain scanners. And yeah, since 1938, they haven't been able to do anything with it. So, or test-wise. So I guess, it's 75 micrograms, sorry. And the other group got a placebo.
You better be sorry.
I'm very sorry. But they were able to scan their brains and apparently were observing connections being made in different parts of the brain that normally are not connected.
Yeah, it definitely showed a lot of activity in the brain because they have the scans and they have side by sides of placebo and having taken LSD. So that's pretty wild. It was a group of 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
So that means 10 people were getting dosed at a time and 10 people weren't. That would be a boring time in a tunnel with your eyes shut, or whatever type of apparatus they were in if you were not dosed.
Yeah, that would be weird if you had to be stuck in there. Either way, really. I mean, if you were, like, tripping and hopefully not having a panic attack while you're in this little coffin-like space. Or, I guess we're not sure about how the study was taken, but...
Right.
If they have good enough machines where they could just hook up something to your electrodes to your brain to be able to do like that kind of scan. But it does seem like it was a pretty detailed scan. So they
and they used a couple of different devices, I believe. Using three different brain imaging techniques, arterial spin labeling, resting state MRI, and the third one, of course, is really hard. It's a magnetoencephalography. Yeah.
Okay.
Which,
of course, magnetoencephalography. We've all come across that in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah, that is way above a 10-cent word. That is at least a 20-cent word. I might even throw in a quarter for it.
Yeah. You could probably get away with that. So it does seem like there was a lot of scanning going on. They probably had to be involved with some heavy machine. So it doesn't really sound like that fun of a time, really, if you were going to think about volunteering for this sort of thing.
Even if you were dosed?
Yeah, either way, it doesn't sound like... although I bet if you're the person, if somebody who volunteered for this project, you'd be ticked off if you didn't get dosed, it sounds like. You know, because you have to be okay with that at least. When you're going in there.
At a bare minimum, no matter how much they're giving you, you want to get dosed, is essentially... So, yeah, it does kind of suck a little extra when it's your week not to get dosed.
Yeah. So, it's... they were saying that it shows that this could be used as a... like a medicine, really, to... helpless depression and some other things.
And it's just kind of interesting. It made me think, just because acid is a man-made thing, I was wondering if they've done similar studies with psychedelic mushrooms.
Well, it's interesting because I have heard about that too, that they've done similar things and found that it could be good for depression and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's related... A related experience, I would say. So, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild that you could, and they're just saying, at least their theory at this time, is just to, maybe do it once to see if it helps. Like, it's like a jump start, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than trying to make it a chronic use thing, but just to be able to use it to maybe...
kind of shake your brain up a little.
Right.
And kind of get you... If you're in a certain pattern of behavior and thinking, you could, break out of it that way.
Right. And, the depression and stuff is certainly something that, needs some help.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of depressed people out there, so...
So it would be pretty interesting if they got to test on people here. I think it's one of those things that if people volunteer and it's within some type of guidelines, I think it's a good idea to do the research.
Yeah, and maybe there are some things that are just in general too dangerous to allow people to volunteer for, even. But this doesn't seem to be under these controlled circumstances.
Well, and I guess I wonder, they have this 70 milligrams.
Micrograms,
I think. Micrograms. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder how much a dose of acid normally would have been. Were you to find it out on the market?
Well, yeah, the other thing is that you're normally not injecting yourself with LSD, as far as I've ever seen. So that's different, too.
Yeah, yeah. a blotter paper, or I'm trying to think of the other. Was there a liquid?
I don't know. Maybe people do, like, sugar cubes or something.
Yeah, I felt like there was a second one outside of paper that was fairly popular, and I can't think of what it was. But anyway, you know, I guess I was just wondering how, you know, is that considered a large dose, what they gave them for this experiment? Is it a small dose? Is it about even with, you know, what you may or may not experience on the street?
I don't know. I do know, though, that it's not like the LSD itself kind of sets off a chain reaction in your brain. So that's why it, like, lasts so long. It's like the LSD itself could go through your system, but it actually kicks off a reaction, like, in different parts. Like, your body then produces, like, a lot of these, like, whatever it is that causes you to trip out, like, in reaction to it.
Right.
And that's why, like, it can last for a long time, because then your body kind of just has to get over it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not, so even a small amount could...
It may or may not last about 12 hours or so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I've been told.
Yes. Yes, very dastardly people who know such things.
Yes, yes. There might be some people that we know that know some people.
Yes.
So...
But that's a lot longer than, say, you know, drinking a bunch of, you know, a few beers, I guess. Because you could take something that's like a drop, basically, and that would trip you out for 12 hours.
Yeah, it's a highly efficient drug.
Yes. So, you know,
it is certainly,
not to do an ad for LSD, but, you know, we are getting paid some money by the LSD, ad council.
I mean, I guess I was just thinking that it's just for that length of time, like the way you noted, like in a, I think my sources might have said it wasn't terribly expensive, either. So, like, efficiency-wise, like, yeah, a beer, what? I mean, one beer doesn't really fuck you up if you have it in an hour.
And that's a whole glass.
Right. I would say that it's about three beers or so, and to grab some, at least from my sources a very long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it being about three beers. So, you know, I guess I'm just amazed right now at the efficiency that comes with this drug, because, yeah.
You're tripping out on the economics of LSD.
Yeah, I am tripping out on the economics of LSD.
I can't believe what a bargain it is. Well, yeah. So, I mean, like I said, not that this is an advertorial here for LSD. We're not saying that, but, you know, you probably have worse choices, and, hopefully they can do some more studies on this and,
yeah, you know, I mean,
that just makes sense, I think.
Yeah. It's always interesting. Like, I just think that there are going to be even more developments. I mean, we always talk about how, or I always say how the future is now.
Yes.
But I mean, obviously the future is the future. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be new stuff developed. is things move along. So it'll be pretty interesting to see where something like this ends up.
Yeah, and you know, we're really missing out by not being able to do the experiments.
Well, and it was kind of interesting because at the UN last week, there was a group of 22 medical experts convened by Johns Hopkins University and the Lancet about decriminalizing all nonviolent drug use and possession. Citing a growing scientific consensus on the failures of the global war on drugs, the experts further encourage countries and U.S. states to move gradually towards regulated drug markets and apply the scientific method to their assessment.
Yes.
Really, it ties into, we talked about it last year for Ohio, about trying to pass the marijuana bill. It looks like there's going to be a medical marijuana licensing here or law here soon.
I saw they were working on a law, and
so I mean,
I don't know if they were like, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath on it. We'll see when it comes through, but they seem to be taking their time with it, but. There was also talk of a ballot measure, but I'm not sure they were able to get, if they're going to be able to get enough signatures for it.
Gotcha. But I mean, it's certainly, at least for marijuana, is something that it's kind of gaining momentum.
Yeah.
It seems to legalize it. Like, even if it doesn't happen this year, it seems like one of those things that's a little bit inevitable.
Yeah, it seems like it's taking that same course as gay marriage, where people are just sort of like, you know, all right, what are we fighting for this for? I don't know. Let's just go ahead and
The more Colorado doesn't completely blow up into some type of mini Mexico with drug lords shooting it out is a
yeah,
is another year that it says that legalization is not going to bring down the fall of the nation.
And having, you know, it's just, you know, and I think it would have to help out violence overall because, you know, it's these, like you said, Mexican drug cartels and other kind of drug cartels that are...
Well, and there's even the craziness that was in Piketon.
Yes.
That's supposedly... And I mean, I've got to admit, I haven't read too much on it, but they had a marijuana farm there.
I think they said they had like 200 plants, so that's a pretty decent size. They said, as they said, it was not for personal use. And,
yeah, 200,
you would have to be, you know, Snoop Dogg or something for that to be your personal use.
I don't even know if you can be Snoop Dogg and have that for your personal use.
I don't know. We tried to get him to comment for this story, but, he was unavailable.
So. Yeah. Well, he's at the NFL draft waiting to see who, the Steelers pick up. And, hey, update on that anyway. Laremy Tunsil, number 13, goes to the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, lucky number 13. And the Dolphins, what a great organization. Not. But, you know, good luck to him.
Yep.
Wow,
the Browns slid the whole way down to 15 and pick up a wide receiver. And kind of good for them. Josh Gordon continues to get in trouble for drugs himself. So,
well, and their other their former quarterback I saw was something was going on with him with domestic violence. So that's wonderful as well.
Oh yeah,
Johnny Manziel,
Johnny Football.
Yeah, Johnny not playing football.
Yeah.
So. We were talking about
drugs. Oh, the experts wanting to legalize, well, gradually legalize drugs. And LSD would fall into one of those categories. I do think that it's probably... there's an easier track record with pot to quote-unquote sell it to the public who may or may not want that law in there. I'm not sure that... well, maybe research like that will help people be convinced to legalize something like LSD or even, you know, mushrooms.
Well, I didn't... I have to admit, I didn't study this article completely, but are they also including quote-unquote hard drugs in their recommendation, such as heroin or crack?
And I'm not sure that they gave a...
it seems like you would, for the same reasons...
It was more of a vague thing. Like, they didn't... they mentioned marijuana more.
Right.
But they did not really list a number of other specific drugs on it. At least in this article. I did kind of click on another one, and they it was basically the same information.
So, you know, not that anyone necessarily listens to the UN, but this would make, I think, a lot of sense. Because you look at the crazy amount of money that people have spent. You know, the people who are selling the drugs, the people who are buying the drugs are still going to want the drugs. And the people who are selling the drugs are going to be like, oh, well, yeah, there's a, I could have millions of dollars if I sell these drugs, so sure. Like, someone is always going to be there to want to sell the drugs.
Well, and that's kind of the other funny thing, because it was another article that I had sent along that about the marijuana, that there are some people getting concerned because of the business that's getting behind marijuana in the U.S.
Like big tobacco, almost.
Yeah, it's big tobacco, but it's getting to be big weed already.
Yeah.
So I mean, that is kind of interesting. Like, again, I think that...
but it would just be like Budweiser and, you know, craft beers. I mean, I don't know.
Well, it would be kind of interesting just to see... I think it will slowly roll out. Like, I don't think that any of this stuff is going to, you know, happen right away. Pot... or marijuana will be legalized, you know, definitely within our lifetimes. But this other stuff, it'd be kind of interesting to see how long it takes.
Yeah, I mean, like, meth is not really sexy or anything, or even, like, I would say it's not even, like, romanticized to the same level as marijuana or... you know.
No, everything seems to... well, it was called Breaking Bad, I guess, for a reason.
Yes. It was not called Half-Baked.
Yeah, it was not called Half-Baked. People did not laugh at it. It's not Cheech and Chong.
Yes.
weed kind of tends to be associated with comedies.
Yeah. Part of it, that might be because you... I think you literally cannot die from smoking too much weed. At once, you can't have like an overdose from it. So
yeah, there has not been a case of an overdose. So that's on marijuana.
That makes it a lot easier to laugh at something, I think.
Right, and again, that's another thing that makes it easy, kind of to sell that drug to you know, to legalize. It's just like this hasn't killed anybody.
Not necessarily a great marketing slogan, but still, it's better than, say, alcohol.
Yeah, but they've mentioned it. I think it's like 88,000 people die in drunk driver-related accidents a year.
Well, that could still happen with marijuana.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, I guess that would still be a problem. And I think it can be detrimental to your draft status, from what I understand. That's another warning they would have to add on to the little side of the packet there.
I'll tell you what, he's at least doing okay. I think it's the top half of the draft. They can do the 5-year contract still, so he can still do a little bit longer of a contract to start his career.
Well, I feel a little better for him now. That's good.
But yeah, it still probably cost him a couple million.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. If that was his stepfather, I think that's pretty messed up, but what do I know?
Yeah. I think it's really messed up.
So, did we have any other drug-related topics here tonight?
Well, those were kind of the big ones there. Some might argue that fast food is a drug.
Oh, yeah. I saw Super Size Me. I know what that's all about. yeah. I just had fast food for lunch today, like an idiot. I felt sicker when I ate it. That's not a good sign.
I try to pick and choose. I do not do very much of it. I do try to stay on the less greasy side if possible.
Yes. Well, good for you, friend.
But I still fall prey. And it's kind of interesting because a company I at least work closely with somewhat, McDonald's, is trying out a number of new initiatives.
Yeah, not just, in one of the most blatant plays for the stoner market that I can remember in my lifetime, they finally offered all-day breakfast, as of course everyone knows. But from there...
Yep, that was definitely one play to the stoner market.
Yes. To take things to sort of the next level, I guess, they are in one store, in a new design store, too, I believe.
Yeah.
They're going to be trying out a couple new things, one of which is bottomless french fries. All-you-can-eat french fries. Now, that just seems... Speaking of, you know, I guess this does tie into legalizing drugs... This almost seems like something I could see being illegal. Like you're not allowed to offer free French fries or unlimited French fries.
Well, it's always one of those things. It would be interesting to see how many people would eat.
Yes,
I would think that you'd have to charge more than a regular fry to get bottomless fries.
It's interesting. There has to be some kind of like actuary table where they can like figure out based on who their customers are, like how many French fries are they going to go through per order? And, you know, they'd have to figure out a price that's going to, you know, make sense for them.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would figure it'd be just like any other buffet. Like you've got to figure out that breaking point where most people aren't going to eat that much, but you know that there are just going to be people that end up mowing through way more than you expected.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can tell because you come in and see the owner in the back at a table just like crying with their head in their hands, and somebody is just like eating their third plate of seafood.
Yeah, I always liked doing that when I was in high school because my appetite was pretty endless and I would not gain weight. It was kind of nice.
Yeah,
that does not occur these days.
I think that was that the Hong Kong buffet that they opened in Altoona.
I am thinking of Haas's.
Oh, Haas's, of course. Yeah, Steak and Sea House. Haas's has hospitality, of course.
Yep, and even
everyone knows.
Even when you order a meal, you still get to go up and have. Have lettuce or have a salad off of the salad bar.
Yeah, that came with everything.
Yeah.
Which is kind of... Yeah, I mean, that's... Well, you could order it separately, too. Just the salad bar.
And right.
It wasn't just a salad bar, of course. They had the bread bar, salad bar.
Soup bar.
Yes. The dessert bar.
Yep.
So it's really...
Had a little bit of everything.
It's got it all. So, yeah.
So, yeah, liked doing that. And once upon a time, when we used to go to Dewey Beach sometimes in Delaware there for vacation, I remember in the older days when I was okay with shellfish, and not definitely allergic to it. We came to an all-you-can-eat crab place, and Ron and I cleaned up on their all-you-can-eat crab.
Yeah.
Because it was expensive. It's crab.
And you want to make sure you're getting your money's worth.
But we definitely got our money's worth. We had the owner in the corner crying that day.
I can remember coming home from Haas's and just being like so full, but feeling like I had to do that to be able to, you know.
Make it worth going to Haas's.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to justify how much you eat. And I can't do that to my body these days, but in those days it was prime. Like Haas's definitely was like that would be the most commonplace one for me. Every now and again we'd hit the Ponderosa,
Right.
but Haas's was far more frequent visit by the DeFrango household.
Yeah, that was pretty much a staple too for us. So yeah, buffets are fun.
So yeah, McDonald's, French fries, and you know what else? In our very region here in Columbus, so well, in Central Ohio, they McDonald's also testing out the slider-sized Big Mac and the grande-sized Big Mac, which has the third-pound patties before they are cooked. So they have a larger patty than the normal Big Mac has.
Same size bun. It's not like
Yeah,
a.
same size bun,
Gotcha.
just a thicker double patty.
Interesting.
So yeah, they are
Oh,
they are dabbling in all kinds of different arts
the dark arts, most of all.
to try and draw in some new.
But I saw that the one where they're going to do the bottomless French fries, I think they're also going to be doing, they're going to bring the food out to you. Like, you don't have to wait at the counter. So that was interesting. Yeah.
Oh, so they're gonna have like a trough of them?
I don't know about trough. But you're going to order and then sit down, and they will bring you the food. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they've done that before.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's exciting for the McDonald watchers out there. And maybe I don't know if this is one of the signs of the apocalypse or not. I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I just think that McDonald's is trying to fight for customers, and they're just trying to come up with some options.
Oh.
I think much like a lot of other things, there's just going to be a more dispersed economy, and I just think that there are some people that aren't going to really do McDonald's that much anymore.
Well,
You
they.
know, but they're trying to draw some people back in, so they're doing what they can.
I don't know if you saw, there was a. I saw a trailer for a movie that's coming out with Michael Keaton. He's playing Ray Kroc, the gentleman who maybe stole is a strong word. I don't know. But
Yeah, I wouldn't say stole.
he took the McDonald's name and
Well, he bought it from the McDonald's brothers.
yes.
I wouldn't say he took. I mean, he did buy it.
He did. I feel like it was they were not really cool with what happened because they ended up being competitors later. So there was some kind of disagreement there. And there's a movie coming out about him and that whole story, I guess, with the original McDonald's brothers.
Oh, okay.
And Michael Keaton is playing, like I said, the Ray Kroc character.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. It looked kind of interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't know enough about the actual story.
Well, you're just like.
The now McDonald's people have crocked the story.
Yeah, it's a crock, is what I'm saying. So yeah, I don't know. It's maybe not going to be great PR for McDonald's either, from what I could tell from the trailer. So,
gotcha. Yeah, I mean, they just need to weather, the non-existent storm, I think.
The non-existent storm?
Well, again, like, I just think that there are people that aren't coming back. Like, I think they're kind of fighting a losing battle.
Long-term, McDonald's is going out, you think?
No, not going out. It's just another place. Like, I just think that there are other... They
can't have the same market share that they did before, is what you're saying.
Maybe. Right, yeah. I just think that things are more in general, like, for a bunch of different businesses, and I think restaurants are one of them. Like, business is just a little more dispersed at the current moment. It's more about everywhere. It's more about kind of local brands, and there are other places that are fast food but aren't quite as fast food. Like, I always argue with some of my coworkers, they don't think that they don't consider Five Guys fast food because it takes too long to get your food. Like, it takes 5 minutes instead of 2 minutes.
I don't know. I mean, you order at the counter and you wait at the counter. Am I right? That seems like fast food.
I usually sit down.
Okay, yeah.
I've got to admit, in the interim, the wife and I go, we grab everything we need, get to the table, set up, and then eventually we get called. So, yeah, I mean, it is not as fast as McDonald's, but I still think that something like that is still fast enough to me to be called fast food. So that's it. But I think that people like Five Guys, there's some people that are going to... I like that a little bit better, because if you are going to get a burger, it tastes more like a burger. I've got to throw that out there. In my humble tasting opinion, it tastes more like a burger than what you get at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess it's part of what's interesting is that you were getting into an argument with your coworkers if it was fast food or not. Like, is this what you guys are arguing about at work all the time?
Well, when you do a lot of work for a fast food company, I suppose that you do pay attention to fast food.
True.
Maybe more than the average person does.
And then,
it doesn't hurt that Wendy's headquarters is honestly like a mile from where my office is. So Wendy's is also kind of a big name, at least in our area.
So do you think that you need a drive-thru to be fast food?
No.
That doesn't enter into it? No.
No. I guess in the long view, like after I argued with them about it, I guess I understood what they're talking about. Like, it is quicker to go to McDonald's or Burger King or even Chick-fil-A, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a sit-down restaurant. Like, to me, that's... If you're going to cut off fast food before Five Guys, then you need some third category between that and, like, a sit-down restaurant, to me. Because it's not like the experience where you go there, you get a menu, you order, you know.
Yeah, the waiter comes back to you.
Yeah. Like, to me, that's not fast food.
So, Steak and Shake would not be fast food, then? Because you sit at a table, a waiter or waitress comes over.
Yeah. I think so, because...
Okay. That's cool.
That's like a kind of like a Denny's almost situation for me. It's a similar experience, I think.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm gonna say that's not fast food either. We're really fielding the tough questions here.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, I guess places like Five Guys and places that are kind of slightly nicer than McDonald's have kind of taken over. I mean, I always call, like, there are new restaurants all the time that I call, like, it's the Mexican version, or not the Mexican version, I always call piada the Italian version of Chipotle.
Yes.
Like, I feel like Chipotle kind of came up with that model, and now there are all these different spin-offs of it with different, you know, countries' cuisines.
Now, I think you'd have to say Chipotle is fast food. Is that your office mates argue about that?
You know what? I have not asked them about Chipotle, but that has to be fast food.
Unless you're a stickler for that, you need to have a drive-thru. But I don't know. I mean, that doesn't seem like it has to have one. It is food, and it's fast.
Right.
So, you don't, like, ever sit down before you get your food at Chipotle. Because you're, like, watching it happen. It's like a Subway.
Eat fresh.
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, you do get it rather quickly at those locations. I would have to think that that's considered fast food.
Agreed. Okay. Let the record show.
We're going deep on this last subject, deeper than I expected. So I just think that McDonald's just is going to lose to some of those people just because there's more of that stuff out there, too. Just, you know, again, in general, like,
you got your Shake Shacks, apparently, people like that. I don't think they have those around here, but,
No, we don't have those. But still, there's some people that like Whitey's, White Castle, instead of McDonald's. There are people in town that do just eat Wendy's because it is Columbus.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of local. Columbus. Yeah.
So.
I'm partial to Arby's, but I don't know. Maybe I think that might be a lot of nostalgia there.
It's an easy stop for me because it's near the Sam's Club that I shop at. So I will admit that because of its convenience, I visit it, and it's close to my office. I stop in there for lunch frequently.
Yeah. You go with the Market Fresh sandwiches there?
No, roast beef? I am pretty straightforward with the roast beef.
Mm-hmm. The regular size?
Is that the medium size?
Oh, I don't know. I think the medium is the medium.
I think there's small, medium, large, and I think I go medium all the time.
That's good.
Whatever that have. If it's not called medium, then whatever. It's the second size.
Horsey sauce? Or Arby's sauce?
Arby's sauce with... They have an awesome three-pepper sauce.
Hmm.
Has just the right amount of heat to it, and the Arby's sauce is a little bit sweet, so they work well together.
That's a pro tip, everybody.
Yeah, do it for my French fries, too.
Well, that sounds good.
I love curly fries. Gotta admit, sucker. If there is one bad food for me, it's definitely those curly fries. They're just horrific for me. But I will eat those every time.
They are tasty. Yeah, I go for those first.
Because they have a nice crunch on them, too. They always get a good crunch on them.
Yeah, there's like a breading or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's fry talk.
that's fast food talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
After all the drug talk, which I thought was fairly appropriate, too.
Sure, you know, you can follow drugs with some fast food. It's been known to happen.
And as we wrap things up, I will say that my beverage of choice tonight was Hudepol Lager, which I got for competing in... the 5K during Bockfest weekend.
Very nice.
So, it's just a plain lager that Hudepol Company no longer technically exists, but Christian Moorlein down there gained the rights to produce their old recipes. So, it is, as far as I know, one of their old recipes from the pre-Prohibition era.
And I'm having a Sam Adams Nitro White Ale with the little Nitro ball in there. Widget? Is that what they call it? Yeah.
Yep.
I always like those. I don't know. I'm not going to lie.
You're a sucker for widgets?
Yeah, I like widgets. I'm a widgets guy. Some guys are not widgets guys. I'm a widget guy. And I like the foam. It's real like tiny bubbles. It's just very smooth to drink. So, you know, I gotta say I enjoyed it.
Excellent. Well, for at DeFrango 11, at Gozer 33, for the brand at Stunt Granny, everybody, happy OPA 67.